Fast forward 6 months. I now live in Ilkley, West Yorkshire, and I hate it. Our new house has all the usual stuff. Front door, windows, drain pipes, roof, rooms. It's also got something else. A stupid name. Fairview. You know, maybe it had a fair view once when it was built by the Victorians or whoever. Now it's got a view of a road and three lock-up garages. But Mum and Dad love it. Or they seem to love it. Don't really care. All I know is that my home is over 300 kilometres from where it should be. Our house isn't the only thing screwing up my life. It also happens to be the start of the summer holidays. What's wrong with that? This is what's wrong with that. I'm faced with weeks and weeks of nothingness, trapped in a place where excitement has been abolished, with no mates whatsoever. Well, not entirely true. I have made two friends, Dom Kingham and Jack Goddard, but right now they might as well be enemies. Dom's gone to his parents' house in France for the entire summer, and while Jack's still here, he might as well not be. The only thing I can rely on him for is being unreliable. We arrange to meet, he cancels. We fix up a game online, he's busy. I think while he's number one on my new friend list, I'm at the bottom of his. I only get a look in when his other mates are busy. Probably in his contacts as TLR, Tyler, Last Resort. Oh, I miss my old home like mad. Might sound a bit odd, but I took photos of all the rooms before we left, and every now and then I lie on my bed and look at them on my phone, remembering everything that went on there. The kitchen window I broke with my football. The sitting room where I found my badly wrapped bike one Christmas morning. My bedroom, where I used to hang out for hours with my mates, my real mates. The downstairs cupboard, where I used to throw my school jacket. The bathroom with the toilet I puked in when I got gastroenteritis. I didn't tell Mum and Dad about the photos. They'd only go mad. Tyler, you've got to move on. Where to? Thought I might have got over it by now, but I haven't. Even though the rooms are familiar, I still hate them. Like the kids in class you can't get on with no matter how hard you try. It's as though our old house has died and I'm the only one who's sad. Mum's got a new job. Always said she wanted to work from home. Now she does, as a content moderator for some social media company. Has to watch all that horrible stuff online she won't let me watch, then tell someone to take it down. From the look on her face by tea time, she's more stressed than she ever was in London. Not that she'd ever admit it. Dad's also got a new job and works really long hours. The country doesn't seem to have done much to relax him, and he turns into Mr. Moody when he gets home. At the weekends, he goes walking after a golf ball with some neighbours. The family member who's most in love with Ilkley is Tallulah. She seems to have made friends with just about every single 7-year-old in town, and her summer comprises a diary full of playdates. Good for you, little sis. But Mum was right about one thing. In half a year of living in West Yorkshire, none of us has been stabbed. There was something else good to come out of moving up here. Dexter. When we moved, Mum and Dad promised we could get a dog. As bribes go, it was champion, as Yorkshire people say. I've even put him in the contact list of my phone with a made-up number. Loneliness does weird things to you. Time for one of his walks.